Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and this is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I think it's very common that people throughout the world look for a stable job. Job hunting isn't a lot of fun. There's a lot of insecurity. People start asking you, so what's going on, right? And, you know, it just puts unnecessary stress on you. But this is a show that talks about the hunt for a stable job, because I think stability in employment is one of those anachronistic ideas. I hope this kind of evokes a response from you and you share it with me. And with that, let's get going. And I want to start off by relaying a story to you. Now, I've been a professional recruiter for more than 40 years. And I remember being fairly junior, like my second, third year in search, and saying to candidates things like this: hi, I've got this great company that wants to meet with you. And I would describe the environment that the person would work in. I was only doing IT work at that point, but that's not the point of the story. So I described the technical environment, how smart the hiring managers were, whole bunch of stuff that I'd been taught. And then I would continue by saying, and it's a bank. And if banks start to lay off, it's time for all of us to leave the country. Well, banks have laid off. I haven't left the country. Maybe you have. But, and by the way, the name of that bank was Manufacturers Hanover Trust, which is a name has long since disappeared from the banking circles in the United States. They were acquired by another name that's long since disappeared, Chemical Bank. So, you know, in the hunt for stability, I want to point out there is no such thing as stability in corporations anymore. Things always change. After all, the stories about the Fortune 500 at the time of the Great Depression, including a company that manufactured buggy whips, and RCA, and other firms with antique technologies, are legendary. There is no stability. What you can do is keep your head up instead of your head down. Look at trends in your field. See how you can capitalize on being current or ahead of the curve so that this way you're attractive to other firms. Because the reality is, if you're at your firm for the next 10 years, that's an unlikely set of occurrences. You are statistically an aberration. And why is that? Because, frankly, to an employer, you are disposable. I wish it were different, but the behavior tells me that. The people who make the promises to you are often long gone by the time the promises need to be kept. The promotional opportunities and the salary increases, trivial. You move from drone level 1 to drone level 2, all the way up to drone 4. Who cares? What's important is your personal marketability. If you're able to stay with the technology of your time, if you're willing to stay with the trends of the time and not fall prey to the laziness or the financial inertia of your employer who tries to persuade you that doing this work that no one cares about in the market in general is just so wonderful, there's going to come a day where you're going to learn to the contrary. So all I'm going to tell you is stop looking for stability outside of within your organization or from the next firm. The only stability that you can create, as millions of people learned in the last recession, is with your skills, knowledge, and network. Get that again. Your skills, knowledge, and network. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.